Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, in an effort to stop the spread of the H5N1 virus in dairy cattle, beginning this Monday, April 29th, the USDA will require testing of all lactating dairy cows crossing state lines for the bird flu after fragments of the virus were found in tests of commercial dairy products. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack made the announcement on Wednesday.
The mandatory testing for interstate movement of dairy cattle involves prior to interstate movement, dairy cattle will be required to receive a negative test for influenza A virus at an approved National Animal Health Laboratory Network laboratory. Owners of herds in which dairy cows test positive for interstate movement will be required to provide biological information, including animal movement tracing. And dairy cattle that does, in fact, move interstate will have to adhere to the conditions established by APHIS in the guidance that will be published.
Now, so far, the USDA has reported 33 infected dairy herds in 8 states, the latest, another Idaho dairy on April 19th. Keep in mind, the testing order doesn't apply, though, to beef cattle, and USDA so far hasn't found any positive bird flu infections in America's beef cattle herd. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.